The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So ding dong merrily on this. When I say this, I'm not doing what you think I might be doing. I'm simply, that's not a chat-up line. I don't walk into bars and go, hey, ding-dong, merrily on this, or anything like that. That's not what I do. When I said this, of course, I meant the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, Christmas podcast, probably. It's Christmas, unless this has gone up. What's happened is our work experience, Josh, even though he's sort of left, has still been tasked with doing this. So this, I might be talking to myself into a void now. This might not be happening. It's you, me, Matt and Dave, nothing. Yeah. This might not even happen because Josh is just, you know, buggered off. Anyway, if it finds you before Christmas, a very Merry Christmas. If it finds you after Christmas, I hope you had a nice Christmas. If it finds you at the New Year, Happy New Year. I hope you had a good New Year. Just delete as applicable with that. It's the least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show podcast from Christmas week. So we have many festive treats for you. I think Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond joined us on Christmas Eve for a game of Band or Liqueur Chocolate. What else did we do? I can't even remember now.
A Christmas song in which you slagged off Jeremy Clarkson.
That was an unfortunate coincidence, if I'm honest. He's not a racist.
No, I'm happy to say so. He's not.
John Suchet performs a poem for us.
And lovely Christmas. It was the night before Christmas. Very traditional, of course. Many, many things on the podcast, at least the worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show. But, what if Josh is dead? Because we haven't considered that. Because he lives in the hostel. As regular podcasters, he lives in a hostel and he might have been killed for Christmas.
Well, you said, I think, on this last show, it could be like the real life hostel. That might have actually happened now, the actual film.
And famously, according to the Daily Mail, asylum seekers, right, who live in hostels, eat swans, don't they? So maybe they now eat interns because they run out of swans. Yeah. And does the Queen own all interns like she does with swans? are they her responsibility? We should get into. Let her do the speech and then we'll get in touch with her, see if she knows the whereabouts of Josh. Yeah.
I'll drop him a text.
XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Merry Christmas.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So good morning then to you. Good Christmas Eve morning. It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Tuesday. That's what I'm calling it, despite no one else doing so. It is XFM Breakfast. I am John Holmes. And as a special Christmas treat, we bring to you now Tradesman's Entrance on XFM. This is where we meet a tradesperson who has plied their trade. They can be a tradesman, tradeswoman, tradesgender. We hold no truck with discrimination round here. Someone who's plied their trade in or around a celebrity, and we get them to be largely indiscreet about it. Here on XFM Breakfast, last week we met the man who'd done some building work for the footballer I'd never heard of called Casey Keller, and he rewarded our tradesman last week with some of his worn tracksuits. What a lovely gift. We previously met the man who did the MOT on Linda Lusardi's car and the person who checked out Brian Harvey for asbestos. This morning, however, on Tradesman's Entrance, we welcome Glenn. Let's find out what he does. Hello, Glenn. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good. How are you? Are you well?
I'm very well, thank
you. Good. Looking forward to Christmas. I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to Christmas, Glenn?
As always, yep.
Again, that's Christmas banter out of the way. So, before we find out who you did it for, Glenn, what is the trade we're talking about?
I once worked in a smoothie bar in Bluewater.
I'm already giddy with excitement at this. I can tell you, this is what... Because, again, let's reiterate, it doesn't have to be a trade like, you know, mending things or building things or putting in... This counts. This absolutely counts. If you come in, you've interacted with a celebrity, we want to know about it. 83936 at XFM. It only remains for me to try and guess who it was. I'm going to ask you questions, Glenn. I've got 30 seconds. It won't work because I've got nothing to go on apart from now blue water and smoothies, and that doesn't really narrow the field. Here we go. Right, first question. Is it a man one?
No.
Is it a lady one?
Yes.
Right, okay. It doesn't really come in with my next pre-prepared question, but it's all I've got. So did this person get children to sit on his or her lap and encourage them to tell him if they've been good and then sneak into their bedrooms at night while they're asleep, having broken into their houses?
I don't think so, no.
All right, it's not then. So, who... You're right, mate. Who... What did you do, Glenn, and who did you do it for?
Well, John, I made a smoothie for Samantha Janus.
Samantha Janus! Janus! Give her a proper name. Samantha Janus!
Now Womack. She's married.
She is a Womack. Yeah, well, Womack. This is the Stiller. Remember, she was in Game On.
Yes.
She was Babes in the Wood.
Yeah.
She was a child killer in EastEnders. That's nice.
Great,
And she was all nudie in Up and Under, the rugby film from the 90s.
Oh, yes.
There now.
I've forgotten that one.
Samantha Janus. Tell us about her. What happened?
Well, it's totally a bit overawed by the whole situation. I ended up giving her the smoothie for free anyway.
Is that why you got fired, Glenn? Is that what happened there? Giving away free smoothies?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. No. They're giving out smoothies to celebrities.
What sort of smoothie did she have?
It was a strawberry and mango one, John.
Oh, I love the way you remember that. I love that. Yeah, strawberry and mango. Did she peruse the menu or did you give her advice, Glenn?
No, I don't think she really wanted to be there, but there's a lot of people standing around taking pictures of her, so we just kind of got it done and got it out of the way.
So was she? What did she do? Was she pleasant? Was she? Was there any gossip about her that you want to share?
She was quite nice, but then again, she'd just been given a free drink, where the general public queuing up behind her then had to pay me £3.50 for this.
Glenn, thank you very much for that. It was a pleasure talking to you with Tradesman's Entrance. We want to hear from you if you have plied your trade, and you now know it can be anything. It can be Linda Lusardi's car. It can be Brian Harvey's asbestos. It can be as much as serving a smoothie to someone off the telly. It's Tradesman's Entrance, and we want to hear from you. 83936 at XFM on Twitter.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
First time we'd been to Swanage, normally it was Penstow, of course, on Harlyn Bay.
No, it was an Anglian.
I say Harlyn Bay, it could have been Constantine Bay or Trianon Bay.
Good morning, you're listening to XFM and the sound of Jeremy Clarkson discussing past holidays.
Yeah. I was just all the beaches in Northern Cornwall. I went when I was a kid, except the time we went to Swanage.
This is fascinating. It's like reading your autobiography, but with your voice. It's like an audio book.
I haven't written an autobiography yet, but one day...
Is it going to happen?
No.
Can I write it?
You've already done that. How I had a puncture and survived.
Yeah, pretty much. That was a sex, and it was the whole thing.
You may have figured out this morning that our guests, our Christmas Eve guests, are Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, off of Top Gear. Yeah.
Season's Yuletide.
That's nice. Welcome.
Welcome. Greeting.
This is lovely, isn't it? Yeah. I've got you a gift, actually. I've got you a gift, because I thought you'd need to feel Christmassy. Look, I got you a Christmas jumper each.
Oh.
Right. Good.
Is mine a bit bigger than his?
Yours is extra large, yep.
Excellent.
Look at that.
And, Mr. Richard Hammond.
Thank you very much.
Extra small. And it's got bells on. That's perfect for a radio program, you fool. So all the way through now, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
The rest of this is just going to be Jeremy Clarkson waving his bells around.
It hasn't got bells on it.
Mm-hmm. But
it's got an enormous nose on the snowman, you see.
Yeah. You say nose?
You can move that down a bit.
It's about waist height on me because it's a big jumper.
Speaking of height things, last time you came in, which was probably this time last year, Jeremy, I don't really remember this, you took a photograph of me and Richard, because it turned out I was, just from the perspective sense, I was a little bit shorter than
you. Say the words.
A little bit.
Say the words.
He was wearing built-up shoes.
Say the words, I was taller than you.
You were a little bit taller.
Say it.
You were a bit taller than me.
Thank you.
I felt rather left out.
Say it clearly.
I'm feeling left out again.
You're a little bit taller than me, but it was the perspective of the photograph. And you tweeted it, that still gets retweeted, even now a year later, that still comes around, that's going around the internet, because no one can believe anyone was shorter than him. That's what's happened.
He's 8 foot tall.
I know. look, there's a DVD, isn't there? Look, what a last minute Christmas gift for those doing some shopping today.
Yeah, come on.
Perfect.
That's a very good idea.
So it's the second road trip DVD, right? Now, question: it's just the two of you. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why doesn't May get to do?
Because I told him the wrong airport.
Deliberately. Why doesn't he? Are you two?
Okay.
Just,
here's the deal. We're in Italy. We're going to racetracks. A lot of the cars we're driving are incredibly fast, and Italians, as you know, worship at the altar of speed. They adore it. The last person you want in that environment is James May, who thinks that 27 is, steady on. So, no, it's just not really...
It's for his own sake.
Speaking of, you brought it up, so speaking of foreign travel, would it be fair to say you've been bad or good this year, gentlemen, given...
No, we've been, I think, actually this year, we've been completely on our best behaviour. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, definitely, yeah, our best behaviour this year. We did, because, you know, there was all sorts of trouble last year, so we thought, right, this year, we absolutely won't do anything to upset anybody. We really did,
yep,
make every single effort, yes, to not do that. Stay out of the newspapers, which went brilliantly well.
It's tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's right, we genuinely were. That's why it came as a,
yeah,
surprise.
I know.
Oh, no, but we're trying at the moment not to. Yes.
And it even happened.
Well, that's, yeah, on TV in 3 days.
3 days, I was going to say. It's
on the 27th and the 28th. Yep.
You'll, well, it's one of those things where, still, I think the Argentinian embassy are complaining about it, but but everyone's stuck by the BBC stuck by the guns with it and everything else.
Well, the great thing is, of course, is it was filmed.
Yes.
Because we were making the film will appear on the television.
Yes.
The Argentinians have had their say. Now you'll be able to watch the show and see what happened.
Yeah, okay. So we will, if you don't mind hanging around a bit, gents, we're going to play a game. We're going to play band. Well, you played band or car name last time you were in.
Did we?
You played it against each other. That's right.
No, he won't. He remembers nothing.
Okay. No,
Richard.
The world's, is it? The world's, yeah, interesting to me because of that.
We're going to play, but it's Christmas, we're going to play band or liqueur chocolate.
Band, yeah, or liqueur chocolate.
I'm going to give you the name of something. It's either the name of liqueur chocolate.
All right.
Or the name of a band.
I don't know anything. Amazingly, when you look at my stomach, I don't know anything about liqueur chocolates, but we'll have a bash of
it. Let's do it. If you don't mind hanging around, Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond with us this Christmas Eve, our Christmas gift to you. We'll play band or liqueur chocolate next.
He's eating a lot of bands, though.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Matt's weather. A waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, well... well, now, look, let's... wait a minute. So, earlier on... Remind us what you said the weather was. Throughout the whole morning, you've been saying it's going to be... it's dry and sunny.
Yeah.
With a high of 13 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something dry and sunny with the key words there. We've had several elements of correspondence on this, funnily enough. Ian Brooks has said, dry and sunny, it's P-wording down in EC2. Matt, you are a rude word. Happy Christmas. That's one that's come in. There's another one here, just as little examples of the many. This is from Katrina on Twitter. Wrong weather forecast from Matt yet again. It's raining. When are these sunny bits supposed to be happening?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I was in the same boat because I was led to believe by the Met Office that it wouldn't be raining this morning. But the Met Office have tweeted me, actually.
I saw you tweet them, yes.
Conditions should settle very soon, in the next hour or so. So the sunshine will be back later on this morning. So thanks for that.
You tweeted them, accusing them of making you look like an idiot.
Well, when I get trolled, I pass it on to the Met Office. I'm sick of the messenger being shot all the time. I think they might as well get it.
Just do your own research, Matt. You just look out. If you looked out the window earlier...
Meteorologist, I'm not going to...
You've just
got
eyes!
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, well, it was dark. That's my excuse.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning. It is 25 to 7 on Christmas Eve if you are just waking from your slumber. Visions of sugar plums dancing in your head. Then... well, let's bring it all crashing down as we unveil slightly late this morning the Chaff News Desk, and that's because it's a slight Christmas special because, well, the Chaff News Desk, by the way, if you haven't heard it before, this is where we go through the papers, pulling out the stories that aren't stories at all, but still there they are. And of course, there's more of it today because it's Christmas and all the journalists are drunk and have gone home early. So, the Sun have done us a big favour this morning, Matt. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Huge favour. Because I was wondering what the stars are going to be doing on Christmas Day, weren't you? What the big stars do on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And there's a whole feature on it.
Yeah. A whole page devoted to it. Made up quotes about what celebrities are going to be doing on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what have we got here? What have you got?
Well, one of it says X Factor singer Amelia Lilly.
Heard of her.
They had to put what she does for a living in there because no one knows who she is. She's really looking forward to Christmas with her family and friends in Middlesbrough. They have a very traditional Christmas. They walk the dogs and exchange presents.
Fascinating. What an insight into someone's life. Yeah, because no one else does that, do they?
Yeah, no.
Just walks the dogs and opens presents.
Exchange presents.
Really? Similarly, Ollie Merce. Ollie Merce. Gold Frank making sense at Ollie Murs. It's very Christmassy. I normally wake up at 11:30 a.m. He says,
right.
Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, with a bit of a hangover, really. Okay,
oh, lad.
Yeah. And then I, this is again insight. Then I get to have a bit of brunch, get the presents open, and spend the rest of the day eating. Wow. I mean, thank goodness the sun are here to give us a little glimpse at the glamour of showbiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
The rest of us are our humdrum Christmas days.
Real look into their private lives, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Carol McGiffin from Loose Women.
Yeah.
I'm going to... They put that as well, so we know she is.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate Christmas at home. Great, Carol! Wow!
Oh, wow. That's it,
wow,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Chris Tarrant's having a big family Christmas.
That's odd, because he split up with his wife ages ago. Because he had that affair, didn't he?
He says there'll be hundreds of kids around. Hundreds.
Well, that would surprise me, knowing his reputation.
Yeah. I think it sounds like a few too many, really.
Wow.
We all have a ridiculous party, drink lots, and wear silly hats.
Who would do that? Who would? Oh, an SAS hero, Andy McNabb. He's in there. He's a celebrity, isn't he? We have a two-day family fest that starts with... This is a bit more interesting, actually. Which starts with a Christmas Day surf and on the north coast of Cornwall, he says. That's what he does. And then he goes out and kills some foreigners.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In a desert. Well, says that.
75% of these are just made up by someone in the Sun's office.
Absolute nonsense.
Mylene Klass is here as well.
Oh, good old Mylene. Come on, Mylene.
I'll be thinking about all those military families missing your loved one this Christmas. Oh, my dad was in the Navy, right. And I've got an insider's understanding of what that's like.
Yeah.
When you're sitting around the table and you don't know who will cut the turkey and your mum's crying.
Oh. Way to ruin Christmas, Miley.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
XFM Breakfast, it's Christmas Eve morning. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to you, Richard Hammond.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas to you, Jeremy Clarkson.
And indeed to you.
What are you doing?
Happy
what are you doing tomorrow on the big day, gentlemen?
I'm writing.
Of course you are.
No, I am. Yeah. I know I will be. Yeah. Top Gear is back next month, and it isn't finished.
Right, good.
So I just have to say, look, well done, the baby Jesus. Have your lovely day, but I'm busy.
Richard, is it that festive in your house too?
Yes, we'll be wearing happy jumpers.
They'll be doing four summer.
Well, I've given you. You better wear the jumper I bought you. I mean, that's...
Well, exactly right. And it snows at our house, even if it doesn't snow anywhere else, so we'll be skipping about in the snow.
They put wellies on. Come on, children, let's skip in the snow. Do you remember they used to have advertisements for ski yoghurt? Whitey families that would leap about and leave a sort of life that I didn't think was real until I met Hammond. Genuinely, Liz is like,
hi,
come
kids,
on.
Should we sing around the piano?
Children are going, no, get lost, it's 1 p.m, it's not getting up time.
I'm on the PlayStation, leave me alone.
Well, this will make you feel Christmas.
Can I have a fag debt?
Yes, as was recently.
We're going to play Band or Liqueur Chocolate, all right?
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. So you're playing against each other. Back and forth. I'll call out the name of something. It's a band or a chocolate, just tell me a band or chocolate.
Okay.
Producer Dave will attempt to keep score. Alphabetical order, of course. Here we go. Band or chocolate. Richard first. Voodoo Splash. Is that a band or is it a chocolate?
That is a chocolate.
That is the right answer.
Yes.
It is a chocolate.
Is it really?
It's got vodka in it.
Yeah.
Voodoo Splash. Jeremy Clarkson. Godiva. Godiva. Band or chocolate?
Well, it's a band.
It's a chocolate. It's got Baileys in it.
It's also a band.
Dirty Banana. Band or chocolate? Would you believe it is a chocolate? It's got creme de banana in it.
You wouldn't offer that.
You wouldn't put a dirty banana.
Would you like a dirty banana? Punch in the face.
Dirty cupcake. Band or chocolate?
What have they all been so far? Chocolates? Band.
It is a band.
There you go. It had to be, because you've done three. You've pushed it there.
Hang on, we're on one all.
Liquid Carousel, Richard.
Sounds like something you'd see on the menu of somewhere you shouldn't be, doesn't it? I would like that to be... Yes. That's a band.
It is a band.
Yes. Got them all.
Bushwhacker. Jeremy Clarkson. Bushwhacker.
God, I remember seeing them. Preju, 1982.
Preju.
Nice try. Just along from sound.
Band.
Chocolate. It's got Kahula in it. Cruzan. Band or chocolate? Cruzan.
That, my friend, is a chocolate.
It's got rum in it. It's absolutely right.
Yes.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Hammond leads an old life.
I don't know these. I'm guessing as much as you are.
You do know them. You're pretending you don't know them.
Let's see how you fare with Fanny Butter.
I don't see anything to laugh at there, personally, and I don't know why you are.
It's a drink. It's a band. Afrococo.
That, you're tempting me into thinking, is a chocolate because it has a food element to the name, and I'm therefore going to say it's a band.
It's a chocolate.
Oh, right.
Malibu. Right. It's got Malibu in it. And finally, Furry Cup, Jeremy.
Yes.
Is a band, is the right answer.
Punk band, I think.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I didn't
Google, you don't know.
Didn't Google that.
You're the expert.
Yeah.
Producer Dave, what's the course?
Richard 3, Jeremy 2.
Oh, no! I ruined my Christmas.
Gentlemen, the DVD is an excellent Christmas stocking filler.
You'd have to hurry now.
You know, you've got to really get it regular. You've got all day. You've got today. Thank you for being our Christmas...
thank you very much for having us.
It's been lovely. Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
It's Christmas Monday morning. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. For tickets to see Placebo, we now offer a Christmassy game of Dead or Alive. 10 to 8. Near as darn it. Thousands of entries for this morning. There can, of course, as ever, be only one. Let's find out who it is on the telephone. I believe he's called Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John.
Morning. Very well. How are you, sir? You well? You good? Shall we have a little bit of idle radio banter about Christmas, Eric? Shall we do that?
We could.
What are you doing for Christmas, Eric?
Family shenanigans, trying to entertain everybody and do the usual one.
Great. That's the banter now over. Let's play the game. what do you do for a living, Eric?
I'm a project manager.
Project
consultant.
Eric, we're going to be playing for tickets to see Placebo. Are you a fan of Placebo? I'm guessing so, given that you entered.
I am.
Excellent. Have you seen them live before?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay. It could be your first time. So it is a Dead or Alive Christmas special. Eric, should you score highly, you will be getting tickets to see Placebo. As I say, it is a Christmas special, so let us play. That's the Christmas special. Sleigh bells for you there. Makes everything Christmassy. Right, Dead or Alive. Very simple. Is this dead or is it alive? Maxoodle Alam. Maxoodle Alam. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes. The Bangladeshi scientist who sequenced the genomes of papaya, rubber, jute and fungus died on Saturday.
Of course.
Number two. Liesl Harrison. Dead or alive? Liesl Harrison.
Oh, I'll say alive.
He's right. Ex-girlfriend of mine, who I went out with at art college, followed me on Twitter at the weekend. That's how I know she's still alive.
Well, hey.
Pope Adrian, dead or alive?
Dead?
Died on Christmas Day, AD 700. Very good. The snail that my daughter put in a jam jar when she found it in the garden at the weekend, dead or alive?
I'll say it's still alive.
No, it's dead. It was dead when she picked it up, if I wanted to say. My Auntie Gladys, dead or alive? My Auntie Gladys.
Dead?
Yes, died in bed peacefully in 1987.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it, I'm over it now. It's fine.
She loved the Christmas sherry, didn't
she? She did, yeah. No. That's what killed her in the end, Matt. Killed the liver.
Yeah.
Big harsh that you brought that up, but thanks. Yeah.
Jesus, man.
That's ruined our family Christmas, man. my cousin Kirsty, dead or alive?
Alive, I hope.
Yes, she is. She got married, but then, get this, she came out as a lesbian about 4 years ago and left her husband. True?
Yeah, go girl.
But she is alive. She's alive. Dead or alive, Father Christmas, dead or alive?
Alive.
Of course he's alive. Of course he brings presents on Christmas Eve, doesn't it? Sorry. And finally, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, dead or alive?
Ooh, probably dead.
if you're listening, kids, don't worry. He's alive.
No.
Although his glowing nose problem could be terminal, given that it's the result of radiation sickness brought on by pulling the sleigh over Chernobyl. Producer Dave, what were the scores? How well did Eric do this morning?
Eric got 6 out of 8.
That's not bad. That's the highest score we've ever had.
He knows his dead's from his alive.
He does. Eric, congratulations. You're going to see Placebo, Eric, on the 24th of March at Amazon Apollo. Merry Christmas, Eric. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
And this morning, it being Christmas, we have a Christmas special for you. Our regular feature, Thought for the Day for Satanists. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll be very familiar with it. He's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's called Vexen Le Crowley. And he, like other religious heads of religious movements, I'm going to guess, will often turn up on the radio giving us a little anecdote from his life and then somehow tenuously link linking it to the deity he believes in. They do it over on Radio 4, don't they? They do it on Radio 2. And but they don't cater for people who believe in the devil, do they, and worship him as the Dark Lord. No, they don't, which is why we, being an equal opportunities employer, try to fill that particular gap. He's here then with a Christmas thought for the day for Satanists. It's Vex and Le Crowley.
Good morning and a happy Christmas to one and all. Now, I'll be honest, people tend to find it amusing or strange that Satanists celebrate Christmas, what with it being a celebration of the birthday of the captain of the other team, as it were. But as I always say, one can always be polite and courteous to one's opponent, but still slander them and wage a dirty tricks campaign against them behind their backs when required. It's a lead we take from the Houses of Parliament. This week, I've been thinking about, you know, what makes a good Christmas Day. For some, it's family. Others cite the opening of presents. For still more, it's the Christmas dinner. For most Satanists, it's the fact that the streets and shops are empty and ripe for looting and burning. For our family, however, it's always been the Queen's speech. We always make sure that by 3 p.m, once the goat sacrifice is over, perhaps one or two of the adults have started preparing the living room for that evening's pan-denominational Satanist orgy, that we always get together to watch the Queen's speech. And there we'll sit tomorrow, covered in pig's blood as a family, watching the Queen talk about whatever the hell she's banging on about this year, that I know I'll think, do you know, Satan is a lot like this, isn't he? Not like the Queen per se. I don't want to be locked in the tower. But in the same way that the Queen talks to her subjects, so the demonic beast talks down to his minions. But while the Queen's message is usually one of optimism and hope and many other things that it's easy to go on and on about when you live in a palace, the message that Satan delivers each year is one of misery and destruction. So more like one of those the Queen did in the 90s when things weren't going so well. This made me fear that we were missing the true meaning of Christmas. So that's why I'm going to enjoy it in the same way I did last year, sitting in front of the telly, urinating into a box of Cadbury's Miniature Heroes and falling asleep in front of a repeat of Dad's Army. And that should give us all something to think about.
Merry Christmas from everybody at the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
So, many suggestions come in for the modern day 2014 12 Days of Christmas. You'll hear them in a moment, but let me give you the names of the people who suggested the things that managed to fit into the song. Arnold came in with the first one, Sally in Greenwich, then Deb, Mike Jones is got his suggestion in there, Emma in Benfleet, I think, Todd is in Balham, Imogen is in Watford, there's another Tom in there, Matthew's in Chiswick, Jane's in Chelsea, Mandy's in Harrow, and Finn is in Feltham. All of your suggestions, we thank you for them. If yours didn't get in, it's only simply because there were, you know, the rules say there has to be 12 days of Christmas, so I made the rules up. So, ready, chaps?
Yeah.
Ready? Ready? Yes. The performance, getting a bit of la 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 la
On the 12th day of Christmas, XFM breakfast gave to me 12 offensive Clarksons, 11 Browns aggrandizing,
10 Suarez biting,
9 Bollocks downloading,
8 Mike Reed's rapping,
7 selfie sticks, 6 failed salmons,
5 Paul Ross's dogging,
whilst high on meow meow,
4 hat cloud,
3 smoke Farages,
2 Talisa's walking,
and a tax dodging Gary Barlow.
No, that wasn't too bad, was it? No. I don't know. We should have that as XM's record of the week. thank you for that. I think I feel more Christmassy now. There was an offensive Clarkson in there, a Russell Brand aggrandizing, wasn't there? There was a Bitey Suarez, Bono's downloading, Mike Reed's racist UKIP rapping, selfie sticks, failed Alex Salmons, Paul Ross dogging, he's on meow meow, hacked clouds, smug Farages, and Talisa, of course, who walked off that drugs charge, and a tax dodging Gary Barlow. Thank you, one and all. It's the best Christmas ever!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Regular listeners to the XFM Breakfast Show will know that we have the award-winning news reader, journalist, and now Classic FM presenter John Suchet. Very highly regarded, of course, in journalism circles. Won one of the early Reuters Awards for his war reporting back in the 60s and 70s from the Gaza Strip. And occasionally, he sits in a Japanese restaurant for XFM Breakfast, reading aloud extracts of badly written celebrity autobiographies. That's a feature we call Yo Suchet. However, as a Christmas treat this morning, he does join us once again, but not with a badly written celebrity autobiography, but reading aloud from a Christmas poem. Here he is then on XFM Breakfast on Christmas Eve, John Suchet. "'Twas the night before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that despite the recent economic downturn and subsequent cuts, there would be some presents in them. Suddenly, out on my lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, opened the curtains and slid open the energy-saving double glazing. Then what to my wondering eye should appear? A fat bloke in red, and he looked a bit strange. Now I'd armed myself against this aberration in accordance with American gun legislation. And as I got down the stairs, there came with a bound an old guy, dressed in red, right into my lounge. He stood by the chimney with a great sense of fun. I was taking no chances and shouldered my gun. "Hang on," he cried, "if I may be so bold. I just came inside to keep out of the cold. I'm Santa, you see, and I've just given up. You know, what deaths here and disasters there and that bloody song from Frozen. I honestly just can't do this anymore, so forget it." It doesn't even rhyme, I thought, and Santa's in tears. So I sat him right down and gave him a beer. "Now hang on there, Santa, don't get me wrong. The world's in a mess, but together we're strong. You get back out there, you bring everyone cheer. But first, have another. I've plenty of beer." So we sat there a while, shooting the breeze. We had nuts, liqueur, chocolates, and nice port and cheese. Just the pair of us, chatting like two wise old men, as he started on his seventh old speckled hen. We discussed all our problems late into the night, cracked open more beers, and put the world straight to rights. We finished the scotch, then we started on rum. Then he set down his glass, saying, "I'd better run." I stood Santa up and brushed down his beard. Father Christmas was back. His bad mood had cleared. "Get back on your sleigh and finish your round. You've a job to do, Santa, and you'll do us all proud." He sprang to his sleigh with vigour anew, waved me goodbye and shot out of view. I smiled as he left. He seemed to take flight, but all of a sudden, a blue flashing light. The sleigh had been stopped at the end of the street. Two coppers had Santa out of his seat. "Blow into this, sir," the biggest one said with a leer. "We're doing more breath tests at this time of year." As I closed my front door, the old guy looked forlorn. I went back to bed, stifling a yawn. Such a pity that Santa got caught. And as I drifted to sleep, I had one final thought. If you get no presents this Christmas, not one thing on your list, it's my fault, I'm afraid, because I got Santa drunk.
John Suchet, with a reading of The Night Before Christmas. Merry Christmas from XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.